Now, it's a mistake to see everything in the fantasy as a reflection of the scholarship. There are people who do that, say everything in Tolkien has a medieval source, so he's not original. That's not the point. The point is that his method of working was to become inspired by something in the scholarship and then work it out in the fantasy and explain it in the fantasy. And in that, it worked very, very well. What that does, what his background in languages and medieval literature does, is give a consistency to the invented world that no other fantasy has. And I will submit that that's a controversial statement, and I'll stand by it. There is no other fantasy writer whose invented world has the consistency that Tolkien's does. And that's because it has a linguistic consistency that no one else has been able to do. When you hear a place named Mordor, and you hear a place named Moria, and you hear a place named Minas Morgul, and you hear those connections, it's because there's a radical that means dark or black coming out of those. All of those names have that element in it. And so he could make the names consistent in a way that even if you don't ever look into what these things mean, subconsciously you'll feel, yes, those things all hang together. Let's say, for example, you don't know what Imlad means. It means valley. But you see that there's Imlad Morgul, and Imladris is another name for Rivendell, and there's, again, a deep consistency. And there's also a deep historical consistency, because Tolkien was working with these sources, so he felt the need to invent background histories for the people who were speaking these words. And he connected them up. It's not meant to be that, oh, this is the ancestor of Beowulf that you're reading. It's much more that there's a consistency to each culture that he created that you can get just from the sounds and from the stories and from the background. The other important elements of Tolkien's life that don't come out of the early childhood but come out later on is how he fell in love and when he went to war. While Tolkien was living with his brother Hilary, there was another orphan living in the house, and her name was Edith Bratt. She was a couple years older than Tolkien. She was exceptionally beautiful, and she was very good at playing the piano and singing, and Tolkien fell head over heels in love with her. Unfortunately for them, they were found out. And Father Francis Morgan forbid Tolkien from seeing Edith for 2 years. During that time, Tolkien followed Father Francis's rules, and he didn't speak to Edith because he felt that he owed that to the man who'd been his guardian and who had raised him. But as soon as he was of age, Tolkien went to Edith. Unfortunately, she was engaged to another man. But Tolkien was so persuasive that he convinced her to break off that engagement and to marry him. This led to some significant hardship for her because by converting to Roman Catholicism, she alienated some of her family members who were also Anglican. But nevertheless, they were married. And out of the Tolkien and Edith romance came Tolkien's most powerful mythological tale, the tale of Beren and Lúthien, because he claimed that he wrote that story after he saw Edith dancing for him in the woods one afternoon. With him happily married to the love of his life, of course what would happen is that World War I would come along. Tolkien finished up his work at Oxford and then enlisted, and he was made an officer in the Lancashire Fusiliers, and he fought in the Battle of the Somme.